Blog Talk Radio.
All right, people, I'm back. I am back. I got disconnected. I had to come back and do part two. I want to finish this. It's supposed to say, do your vote count. What will it do for us? Audio number two. I will read it from Philippians chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. So I'm going to pick it up right where I left off at. If you would like to go back to audio number 1 to really see exactly what we was discussing and what we was bringing forth about voting. Do your vote count. What will it do for us? Audio number 1. This is audio number 2. We was reading Philippians chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. Let's go to that. And I have a couple more news articles that I would like to read. Paul said right here in Philippians chapter 1. We're going to pick it up at verse 2. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the conscience. Let me turn this phone off. So Paul is stating, right here in Philippians, telling the truth. And the Bible clearly states that a Gentile is a dog. A Gentile is a dog. They are a heathen people. Who is the Gentile? Who is the Gentile? The people that have fought all your laws, all your doctrine, all your voting procedures, everything that you need to do concerning your life and the life of your children, they are Gentiles. And the Bible calls them dogs. And Paul was calling them dogs. The same people, the same people that killed all the disciples. And Paul, they were dogs back then, and they are dogs today. So Paul is warning the people, the Hebrew Israelites, going back to Paul in either time that they were ministering to and talking to. Beware of dogs. See, y'all people don't want to be aware. You just want to believe whatever somebody tells you, whatever they tell you, whatever you got to sign, whatever you got to do, however you got to live, that's what you believe. You believe you free. Black man, black woman, you believe that you are free. Because of the bill that they signed in 1965, after Martin Luther King had walked up and down Mississippi cell and all of that, the president signed a law in place, thinking that y'all people free. What have changed? What have changed, people, since 1965? What have really changed? What I told you, all Martin Luther King did in March 4th is that the fact that he could sit with a white little boy, a white little girl, and go to school with them.
And you can drink out of the same water fountain. And you can come out of your slave clothes, your rags that you had in the same across the Atlantic Ocean. Put a suit on and a top and a white shirt. And you can go shopping at grocery stores and their malls and go to their colleges and their schools. But they still look at you like you are the very same in the 15th century. You're the very same people to the white folks, right? So Paul right here is telling the people, beware of y'all know this back in 1965 and before, back there, my mom in them days, they put the dogs on. The dogs was chasing the people down that was protesting and mocking and walking down the for the black community and the black people. They put the dogs on them, man. Be dogs. Be workers. These people that society that we are living in. They are evil workers. That's what they are. They was evil way back there in Paul's time. They evil today. So you really think these people gonna give you something? You really think they're going to sign some legislation in place to help you and your children and to make your life better, to make your life beautiful, and to make your life bright and good? You really believe that? What was going on to pass your vote? I read to you the article in audio number one where the black man spent 2 years in jail. He got out of jail, never went back to jail, went to college for 8 years and got 13 degrees. And he became a social worker. And right now today he still can't vote. Because he lived in Mississippi. They signed into law in 1890 that if you got a felony, you're not allowed to vote. Or you committed forgery or something like that, you're not allowed to vote. And that's why. And that's why I need to read these Bible scriptures to you today. So you will understand how the God of ministry. The Gentile nations are dogs. They the one who rule the earth right now, the Gentiles. Yes, the white folks. And make all your legislation. They are Gentiles. Paul said right here in Philippians 3:3, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in the Mashiach. I'm a Hebrew woman. Rejoice in the Mashiach, Yeshaya, my Savior. And have no confidence in the flesh. Have no confidence in the flesh. The no confidence in man. Don't put no confidence in the flesh. And that's what you have done. And that's what you have done. You have taught your children to do the very same things that you have done. Putting confidence and hope and feeling like a man can come and help you and change something and make something better for life. Because we are the circumcision. We are the Hebrew kingdom. We are the ones that the law was given to in the Bible. We are the kingdom. Our ancestor is the one that left Egypt. Abraham, the one that the law of circumcision was given to. He was a Hebrew. He was a black man. So yes, we are the circumcision. We are the ones that come coming. That's under the God of Israel. That's under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Creator. So Paul is telling people, don't put no confidence in flesh. Don't believe what they say. Don't trust what they say. Don't do what they say. Do what the God of Israel has told us to do. Excuse me, let me get some water. So, look what Paul said. So I might also have confidence in the flesh. The other man thinking that he held well, he might trust in the flesh out of it. Paul said, you know what? Before I can go into being a follower of the God of Israel and keeping the law of the God of Israel and understanding that I am of the circumcision. I am a Hebrew. I am a Jew. Before I begin to understand it, I have all kind of confidence in the government. In the Roman government. I follow everything that they told me to do and I believe that. Just like you people. Just like you think you believe. You believe that you can change something with your vote. And you cannot. You cannot. Oh, because they gave me leeway. Oh, I can put on a suit or I can put on a dress and I can go get my job. I can go to school now and get an education and teach my children how to read and write English. Now I got somebody banging right now. Oh my God. Forgive me for the Lord Jesus. I'm in the midst of a bar and I have to fight for my people. Though I also have confidence in the flesh. Look what he said, Philippians 3:5. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel. Paul felt a law. He had all kinds of confidence in the Roman government and the president and all of that stuff, legislation and laws and everything that they wanted him to do. He had all kind of confidence in man, all kind. But he was circumcised on the eighth day, up under the law, a Hebrew. He wasn't no Gentile. Paul was a Hebrew of the Hebrews as touching the law, a Pharisee. So he followed the Roman government. What do you think you are following today? These presidents and Senate and Congress seats, the same people that was back then in Paul's day, it's the same people today. A Pharisee touching the law. A separate. That's what it says. A separate. Greek number 5330. A separatist, that is exclusivist religious, a Pharisee, that is a Jewish secretary. Now a little problem. He is one of the Hebrews. His mama, his daddy, his people, everybody was Hebrews. A Jew, when you look it up, Hebrew means a Jew, and they not white. They not white folks. And such an adult is from the tribe of Benjamin. Benjamin in the earth today are Jamaicans. Paul would be considered as a so-called Jamaican. He a black man. He was a black man that was persecuted, just like we being persecuted today by the people. So they are the ones that's making all the legislation and all the bills, the Sanhedrin, same people. That's why they got to get the bills and they got to get everything on their table, what they got to vote on, what they got to pass, what they got to look at. And everybody got to sit around the table and look at what they got to do and pass it around and let everybody see so they can make their final choice and their final decision on what they're going to do. What they're going to do with us. Hebrews. Next scripture. Let me take us down to verse 6. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. That's what he did. He persecuted the children of Israel. I got a lot of activity. I got a puppy behind me crying. I don't know why they man Psalm 1. Hold on. Give me okay, Psalms 1:1-9. I'm going to read another scripture, and then we're going to go back into the news articles. Call in number 661-244-9831. Call in. Feel free. Again, I'm not threatening. I'm not waiting. Who is in control? I just know that. And I know that every bill that hit the Senate and the Congress desk is all about them. And it's all about what they want and how they want. And what they need to do with us and to us and for us. This is not. So Psalms 1:1-9. Psalm 111, people. verse 89. And I'm going back to some more news art. Psalms. The book of Psalms. Don't put no confidence. And that's what you have done. That's what my mama and them done. That's what you've done. Don't put no confidence in the flesh, which is man. Psalms 111. Psalms 111, verse 89. I can hear y'all talking, oh, my confidence in Jesus. That's who my confidence in. Jesus is going to help me and change it. Things going to get, okay, but keep believing that. Keep believing that. Keep believing that. Go ahead and believe. But my mama and them been believing in Jesus ever since they got on slave ships, and nothing have changed. If you want to keep believing that lie that goes along with the religious and the law of the Pharisees, they want to set up to you. The Pharisees are calling for you to be careful. Watch them dogs, those evil workers. Those are the ones that set up your Jesus and all your religions. So if you want to keep believing that your Jesus is going to help you and your Jesus is going to make your life better and your Jesus is going to make this better, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. You keep my journey to live in life if you want to. Because your Jesus ain't never helped nobody. Because he's not real. He's not real. That was a name that in an image that was pushed by the Pharisees. The Romans. The Romans, the white folks. Okay? Your Christian. That's where they bought us to when we came off the slave ship, our ancestors. They bought us to a Christian, Jesus loving, white man doing it. You want to believe that? Go ahead and keep believing in people. But I'm awake now. I'm awake now. And I know people. Without a doubt, I don't have no questions in my mind. Baby, my God. People, I might have to end this and come back to later on today. Later on today and finish this tape. I'm going to make a part three. I'm going to make a part three because I don't want the banging going on and I'm trying to talk to you. It's disturbing me. So I'm going to read Psalms 111, verse 59, and then I'm going to come back later on to finish part. I'm going to make a part three. Psalms 111, 8 and 9. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth. Psalms 146, verse 3. It says, praise ye a higher. Praise a higher, oh my soul. Nay, why I live will I praise a higher? I will sing praises unto my God. Wow. I have any being. Verse 3, Psalms 146. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man. And he is good. Put not your trust in prince. How many prince and queens and kings do you have ruling this earth today? Put not your trust in prince, nor in the son of man. And whom there is no help. These people cannot help us. That's why I made the broadcast today. Do your vote count. What will it do for us? These people cannot help us. That you got to go vote. They have been able to convince black folks now that they vote count. They say it's more black people vote, not the white folks vote. Why is that? Why is that? Because of George Floyd, when the white police officer did what he did to him, that's why you running. Vote now because of George Floyd? Ain't nothing changed since George Floyd died. Nothing has changed since George Floyd died. I'm from the industry. I'm going to pick it back up with part three. I got some banging going on today. I am. I'll see you later, people. Later. Do your vote count. What will it do? Talk to you about it. If I don't finish today, I'm back with part three. But before I go, I really do need to read this article right here. Mitch McConnell, Majority Leader. Honorable is that. Mitch McConnell. He said, this is what he said, that black people are not American children. Statement for a Senate to make that black African Americans are not American citizens. And I'm going to end the broadcast because I got too much noise. Once they get to banging or whatever they do, I'll come back.